The HBO series The Gilded Age follows Marion Brooke, played by Louisa Jacobson, actor Meryl Streep's daughter, who travels from Pennsylvania to New York after her father dies and leaves her penniless. Happily, her aunts Ada Brooke and Agnes Van Ryn take her in, though she begins to find the social conventions stifling. Across the street, George Russell and his wife Bertha are a newly rich couple in the railroad business. Met with suspicion, they struggle to socialize with the snobbish old elite. Many male characters in this series are based on some of the robber barons or captains of industry of the day. While robber barons employed unscrupulous methods to develop a monopoly in their industry, captains of industry were philanthropists who made and used their wealth in a way that would benefit society. However, real figures such as Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, J.P. Morgan, and John D. Rockefeller made their mark on America by combining elements of the two. Other prominent male characters include T. Thomas Fortune, one of the few black men to successfully navigate the prejudicial times. Born into slavery, he became an early pioneer in black publishing and is today considered one of the foundational figures of the civil rights movement in America. The series is equally based on women belonging to an elite group of socialites known as the 400, a list of society's most relevant. At the time, women could not vote but had significant social power. They were led by Caroline Schermerhorn Astor, and subsequently, Mammy Fish, Teresa Fair Ulrichs, and Alva Belmont. Other prominent women of the period included Susan B. Anthony, a campaigner for civil rights and women's suffrage, the poet Emily Dickinson, and Harriet Beecher Stowe, who popularized the anti-slavery movement with her 1852 book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. In the series, Mrs. Astor is classic old money New York. Her daughter, Carrie Astor, represents a youthful, more democratic approach to socializing. Mammy Fish appears as a power player in society, famous for her lavish parties and her biting sense of humor.